こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方は、ポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。バイリンガルニュース iTunes 総合ランキング22日間連続1位です。イエーイ。
It's amazing。
3週間ちょっとだね。3週間ちょっと、ずっと1位だよ。1ヶ月いくかな。
One year、
yeah. すごい ambitious だねマイケル。いきなりいきなりまた太田さんにやる気出したって言われるよ。というわけで、この間の火曜日に、爆笑問題の太田さんがまた、バイリンガルニュースの話をしてくれました。イエーイ。超びっくりした、超びっくりした。さらっとだったけどね。
Yeah, it was short and sweet.
そう、なんかあのイントロ、まあ絶対話してもらえないだろうな、もう3回も話してもらったしと思ったら、さらっと、しかもさ、うちらが話した内容をちゃんと覚えててくれてるっていうのがすごくない？
Yeah, I don't even remember what we talk about.
Yeah. 本当だよ。
太田さん does.
本当だよ。ありがとう。本当にありがとうございます。ちょっと太田さん、太田さんどっかで偶然会わないかなと思っていつもキョロキョロしてるんだけど。なかなか
Are you trying to stalk him?
なかなかちょっとそれが起きないからさ、どうしてもお礼が言いたい。ありがとうございます。なんかあの今までね、こうバイリンガルニュースをカウボーイ聞いてバイリンガルニュース聞き始めましたっていう人が結構いたじゃん、
yeah.
だけど最近なんか逆にバイリンガルニュース聞いてる人たちが、あ、カウボーイ聞いてみようかなみたいな感じで、
yeah. Like three people
そうそうそう。でもさ、結構すごくないそれ。
Yeah. Yeah, maybe more than three people.
Yeah, way more than three people. あとなんかよく最近こう癒されるとかリラックス効果がありますみたいなこと言ってくれるんだけどさ、mm. うちらの話してる内容癒されるかね。
Depends.
あんまなんかそんな癒しの話してない気がするんだけど、まあ、ありがたいです。ありがとうございます。あと誰かがね、あのネイバーまとめ作ってくれて、
Oh yeah, that was nice.
あれすっごい嬉しかった。超嬉しかった。ネイバーまとめに自分の名前が載る日がまさか来るとは思わなかったから。
I want the Wikipedia page. That's what I'm
Wikipedia?
We gotta drive.
誰か誰か Wikipedia誰かウィキペディア。
I don't know how that works, but
マミもわかんない、どうなってるか。マミネイバーまとめもちょっとよくあんまよくわかってないもん実は、yeah. でも嬉しかったね。ありがとうございます。あと iTunes のレビューとコメントもね、どんどん増えてきて、すごいみんないいこと言ってくれるよね、
yeah.
みんなのさ、言葉のチョイスがさ、すごいよね。
Yeah, we have some smart listeners.
Yeah,
way smarter than us.
Yeah,
なんか or me anyways.
こんな言い方すると確かに素晴らしく聞こえるみたいなさ、褒め方してくれるじゃん。
So when we ask people what they were doing while they're listening to our podcast、
うん、
there's people on Twitter that say like, oh, I'm doing like stem cell research while I'm listening to your podcast and、
yeah.
like crazy stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Ne.
Yeah, and then we try to talk about stem cells on here. We must sound completely stupid.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know what a stem cell is.
すみません。謝っとこ。というわけで、1個目のニュース、中国で世界一高いビルの着工が始まりました。これは、中国の庁舎っていう場所に作るもので、ビルの名前はスカイシリーなんだけど、高さは838メートルで2014年の4月までに完成予定ということです。だから今一番世界で高いのはドバイのブルジュハリファで、それが828メートルだから、中国の方が10メートルほど高くなります。で、総工費は1459億円で、基礎部分ができてから4ヶ月で残りを作るということで、まあ、全体で10ヶ月のみしかかからないということなんだけど、なので中国ではネット上でちょっと危なすぎるみたいな感じの批判が噴出しています。
So they're building the world's tallest building in Changsha, China.And it's called Sky City. And it's going to be 838 meters tall. And they're trying to complete it by April of next year. So that's a pretty aggressive timeline、
yeah.
to try to complete this thing. and it'll be 10 meters taller than the Burj
Khalifa.
Burj Khalifa. And it's going to cost 146 billion yen.
Mm.
And it's largely going to be residential, right?
So 83% がまあ居住部分ということで、まあ細かいこと言うと202階建てで全体が100万平方メートルで3万人居住可能で、中にショッピングモール、学校、病院、オフィスにはテーマパーク、スポーツファシリティ、農園と 10km の遊歩道があるということで、まあ、ここに住めば一歩も外に出ずに何でもできちゃうっていうスーパービルなんだけど、
Yeah, there's probably people that will never leave.
うん、だって出る必要ないよね、こんな全部あったら。病院も学校もあるんだよ。ただ問題はこのチェンシャっていう庁舎っていう場所がね、あのもともと人口700万人しかいなくて、さらにこのスカイシティを建てるところが都市の中心部から15キロも離れてて、もう畑だったところのど真ん中に作ってるから、中国ではいやこんなのいらなくないみたいな意見がもうすごい多くて、この3万人住めるって言ってるけど、これを果たして埋められるのかっていう。だから作るのはいいけど、その後オペレーションが回っていくのかっていうのが疑問視されています。
Mm. Interestingly, it's going to be 204 meters taller than Skytree. Because Skytree is 634 meters tall. So it's going to be a lot taller than Skytree.
だってさ、ブルジュハリファ、ドバイの、あの見たことあるんだけど、あのね、でかすぎて、なんかもう分かんない。写真を撮ろうと思ってもどうやって撮ったらいいか分かんないぐらい、なんか、でもこのスカイシティもね、見た目なんだろう、建物の見た目はブルジュハリファにすごい似てんのね。だからあれより高いってなると本当写真撮れないよ。どうなるんだろう。でも今その中国では高層ビルラッシュと言われていて、世界中で着工中の最も高いビルトップ10の半分は中国で作ってるんだって。
That's ridiculous.
ね、でも10ヶ月でさこれ作るって結構怖いよ。10ヶ月でも怖いのに、元のプランだと90日間で作る予定だったんだって。
Have you seen the pictures of Shanghai from like 20 years ago?
No.
Oh, it's
looks
amazing.
Totally different, yeah?
It's amazing how quickly they've transformed some of these places in China. And I know some people are saying like, oh, we don't need that building over there. But the reality is that building being that far away from the city center or more populated areas makes it many, many times cheaper for them to build that there.
Yeah, but the problem is building is fine. Building cost is fine. They can cover it. But the problem is the operation. Because, 例えばブルジュハリファだと、もうほとんどオフィスとホテルだから、まあお金は別にどんどん入ってくるじゃん。
Yeah.
だけど、この、これは 83% 居住部分だから、人が入らないと、もう何?廃墟になっちゃうわけよ。So that's their main concern.
Hmm.
その建てるのはいいけど、その後のお金どう、キャッシュフローどうすんのっていう。
How comfortable, like how high up can you live comfortably? How many floors up is it where you're like, it's no longer better?
From my personal experience, 昔36階ぐらいのオフィスで働いたことあるのね。あのね、慣れるまで結構何ヶ月か頭が痛い。その36階に何時間もいると頭が痛いし、なんか目が飛び出そうになる。
What?
なんかこう中から目が押されてるみたいな、何圧力、
really?
で、そうすごい気持ち悪くなっちゃう人とか、人にもよるんだけど。
On the from being on the 36th floor.
Yeah. だからこの202階建てとかさ、その問題どうなんだろうね。なんかさ一瞬行くぐらいだったらいいけど、住むとなるとさ。しかも火事とかになったらどうすんの。だって1階からさ202階に行くまでにどんだけ時間かかんの、エレベーターで。
I don't like being anywhere higher than like the third floor. I don't like
マジで?
I don't like it.
Why?
Because your ears get weird. Like,
でも5階ぐらいだったらいいじゃん。
Yeah, five floors is fine too, but
okay.
Three is like I can take the stairs if I have to.
Ah, right?
So if something happens to the elevator, I can take the stairs. But if I'm like five floors up and, you know, stuff's on fire and it's like, oh, I got to take the stairs. It's like an ordeal. And I don't know. It's just, it gets weird. It gets weird when you're on the higher up floors.
That's a guy's thing, though.
It might just be a me thing.
Well, なんか多分 in general 男は低い階に住むのあんまり抵抗ないけど、女の子はやっぱセキュリティ上の問題でさ、こう5階以下だとちょっと怖いなっていうのがあるじゃん。
Why?
あのこうベランダから人登ってきたりとか。 No, it happens.
Get out of here.
No, it happens.
On the fifth floor?
Yeah, it happens a lot.
How ambitious is that criminal? He's like, I'm gonna climb up five stories
I'm serious though.
Of balconies.
とか何覗かれたりとかあるから女の子はね、
yeah, I'm not worried. Come get me.
そうね、男はね別にどうでもいいけど。 202階建てだよ。
Yeah, China's going all out with this.
すごいよね。だからもうこれ建物っていうよりはもう都市だよね。
What's the highest up you've ever been in a building? Have you been to the Burj Khalifa?
行ったことあるよ。でもアルマーニホテルでご飯食べただけ。
Oh, so you didn't go up it?
I didn't go up.
Oh, 意味ないじゃん。
Well, I didn't have much time, so.
Okay. I still haven't been to Skytree, have you?
ない。 Skytree って今どうなってんの？まだ混んでんのかな？
I don't know. I should go.
ね。なんかやっぱ、何？東京に住んでるとなかなか行かないよね、みんな。
Hmm.
なんかほら、観光で来た人はさ、やっぱ行くじゃん。
I still like Tokyo Tower better.
I love Tokyo Tower. I personally...No offense, personally, I think Skytree is ugly.
Really? I wouldn't say it's ugly, but I like Tokyo Tower better. Because Tokyo Tower is like largely made out of melted down tanks from, I think, the Korean War.
What?
Did you know that? It's made out of tanks.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I love Tokyo Tower. It's really pretty.
Just check it, Tokyo Tower.
333 meters.
ちょっとしょぼい。
Don't say that. I love Tokyo Tower.
Make it taller. We can just put more needles on top.
Okay. 次のニュースいきます。
Yes.
アンソニー・ウィーナーっていう、まあちょっとね、みんなあんまり聞いたことない人のために、あのバックグラウンドから説明すると、2011年に下院議員だったアンソニー・ウィーナーさんっていう男性が、ツイッターで自分の陰部の写真を21歳の女性に送ったところ、あの何プライベートメッセージで送ったと思ったらみんなに公開した状態で送ってしまってすぐ削除したんだけど、まあ誰でも見れる状態になってたのでシェアされまくって、奥さんもいたんだけど、で名前もウィーナーだから、あの思いっきりアメリカでちょっとバカにされて。
Well, do Japanese people know what wiener?
I don't knowYou can explain.
Do they sell like winna here?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then they know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So winna だからね、名前が。で、バカにされて。で、まあ最初はあのハッキングされたんだ、私のせいじゃないですって言ってたんだけど、他にもどんどんいろんなあの裸の写真とか、あの女性に送ったメッセージが流出しちゃって、結局認めて、あのネットで会った複数の女性たちにそういうエロい写真とかメッセージを送ってたって謝罪して、まあ辞職したんですけど、その彼が、まあ2年後の現在ニューヨーク市長に立候補していて、23日、だから2日前に22歳女性にまた同じような写真やメッセージを送ってたことが発覚しました。で、あのカーロス・デンジャーっていう偽名を使って、まあ、そういう活動をしてたっていう。
I like that name.
カーロス・デンジャー、恥ずかしすぎる。で、一応今ね、そのニューヨーク市長に立候補してるから奥さんと一緒にあの謝罪会見をこの間開いたっていう。
確かにデンジャ
ー。恥ずかしすぎる。 OK, go ahead.
So in 2011, a congressman named Anthony Weiner、basically tweeted a picture of his genitalia.It was under his underwear, right? I haven't seen the picture.
Yeah, but it was erected.
Okay. He tweeted his erection, and he immediately took it down and claimed that he was hacked, but later admitted that he wasn't hacked, and that he's a weirdo, and that he likes sending pictures of his erections to people.
Yeah.
And a bunch of other pictures came out. Anyways, he and his wife smoothed the thing over, and he publicly apologized multiple times. And then now, while running for mayor of New York, he's done it again.
Yep.
And this time with the pseudonym
Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger.
Yeah.
How did he get caught? Did someone recognize his boner? Is that what happened? It's like, I've seen that. I saw that in 2011.
Yeah, 多分.
He tweeted it again?
No, I don't think it was Twitter this time. It's just like
someone
emails.
He sent it to, like, gave him up.
Yeah. なんかあの彼は、まあ、ツイッターだけじゃなくてその出会い系サイトとかを使うのが大好きらしく、そのネットで女性たちにもう出会いまくって、その人たちにこうエロい自分の写真を送るのがもう趣味みたいな。
His comeback was impressive though. I am so impressed that he was able to come back from his initial、
まあね、
like tweeting your junk as a congressman.
Yeah.
And then being able to come back and run for mayor.
Yeah.
To have the balls to run for mayor. That's crazy.
まあ、ね、
and then to screw it up again. Like, Jesus. What are you doing?
送ってる相手が全員20代の女性っていうところも何とも言えないよね。
What is that wife doing? She's still on his side.
Yeah, she's with... だからその謝罪会見でもう奥さんが出てきて、もう何 Well, 彼は何悪いことしたけど、まあ私は We have to move on みたいな感じ。どんないい奥さんだよって感じじゃない？
I wouldn't call her いい奥さん。I would call her
stupid.
I don't know. I think she's up to stuff too. That's
like
what I think.
What? Oh, like she's cheating on him too?
Yeah, she's with the milkman or whatever.
Pool boy.
The postman, pool boy, any of those, all of those.
でもマミだったらもう無理だよこんな旦那。カーロス・デンジャーとか恥ずかしすぎじゃん。もうすぐ別れる。すぐ別れる。
Okay, so you would leave him because of the pseudonym, not because he's tweeting pictures of his erection.
No, I would leave him because it's kind
of... What's a hot pseudonym that you'd be okay with? You'd be like, okay, listen, Anthony, I really need you to change your pseudonym because I'm not cool with Carlos Danger. I need you to find something that's
no,
a little
sexier.
No, I want sexier.
Like, okay, なんか普通の名前だったらまだ恥ずかしくない。Danger は恥ずかしすぎる。しかも Carlos とかちょっとラティーノぶってるじゃん。それも恥ずかしい。
He's not Latino, is he?
I don't know. But
don't
either way,
it.
It's 恥ずかしい。
Hmm.
で、あの、この間さ、名前が人生に与える影響についてポッドキャストで話したじゃん。
Oh, yeah.
それまさにさ、これいいケースじゃない？
Yeah.
もうウィーナーって名前だから、もうウィーナーさらけ出しちゃったみたいな。
運命。
運命だよ。もうやめられない。
He was born for this.
ね、もう改名しないと一生やめられないね、これは。
What a life.
What
a life this guy's living.
I know, right? It's not even his first name. It's his last name.
What a crazy story.
Carlos Danger. よりによって。
And his kids are going to have to take the name Wiener.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Fuck that.
恥ずかしすぎる話でした。さて次、日本でかなりニュースになってるから、日本に今いる人は多分もう聞いたことあるニュースだと思うんですけど、山口県の御嶽という14人のちっちゃな集落で21日と22日に5人の遺体が発見されました。まず21日の夜に70代の夫婦が殴られて放火されて亡くなっていて、そのすぐ後に同じ方法で70代の女性が殺されていました。で次の日、2軒の家でそれぞれ70代女性と80代女性の遺体が発見されました。で、2軒目の放火された家の隣の住人の63歳の男性が行方不明となっていて、今警察が、彼の行方を探しています。
This is heavy.
Yep.
So in Mitake in Yamaguchi、
mm-hmm.
whichis in Japan. There's a village consisting of only 14 people. It's a pretty small village. Well, recently, five of these people were found dead. Initially, on the 21st, two of them were found dead with evidence that they had been physically beaten and the house had been burnt down. And another house also burnt down nearby, and another body was found in that house. And then the next day, they found two more murdered.
Yeah, the crazy part is that その最初の放火が起きてから、まあ、大量の警察とか消防とかが、まあ、その捜査のために駆けつけたんだけど、その警察とか消防がいる中で次の事件が起きてしまったっていう。
Yeah, so the police investigation had already been started after the first two houses were burnt down and they found bodies in them. And even after that, whoever the criminal is, whoever did this, still went and murdered two more people.
Yeah. で、あの、ここはもう本当に山に囲まれたところで、携帯の電波も届かないようなところなんだけど、特にメディアのアテンションを、あの、引いてしまったのが、この63歳の行方不明になっている男性の家にポスターっていうか自分が書いたポエムみたいなのが貼ってあって、そこに「つけ火して煙喜ぶ田舎者」って書いてあったのね。 It means country people enjoying the smoke from arson fire みたいな。 Apparently この
Well, let me say this first, because I didn't say this earlier. One of the neighbors went missing.
Right.
They can't find this guy. His cars are there, so he didn't leave with his cars by car. And he left a lot of dog food for his dog. And he just, they saw him on the night of the 21st, before the first murders. And he's been missing ever since. So he's the primary suspect at this point.
Yeah, at this point. So, で、そのポスター自体は3年前から貼ってあるみたいだから、別に今回の事件と関係あるかどうかは、まあ、まだわからないんだけど、この63歳の男性が2年前に警察で、まあ、自分が村八分に会ってるんだけど、どうしたらいいですかっていう相談をしてた。村八分ってかなりもうなんか、日本のね、独特な文化だと思うんだけど、多分他の国であんのかなこんなの。まあ、簡単に言うと、
where villagers kind of not exile, but
yeah, it's kind of like social murder. They just
bully,
yeah,
one person in the village that they don't like for one particular reason.
Yeah,
and like, so in this particular village, the man that the primary suspect had reported to the police that the people in the village weren't treating him well.
そう。で、あの、村人たちはでも彼のことを、まあ、結構悪く言っていて、すごい怖かったとか脅されたとか、だからその彼の言い分と村人たちの言い分がもう完全に食い違ってる。あとはその何ミッシングの男の人の元職場の同僚とか他の集落の人たちはその人のことを、まあ、別に気さくな普通の人だったみたいな感じで言ってんだよね。だからこの2つのサイドの話がもうすごい食い違ってるから、どうなんだろうね、この人早く見つかって、なんか彼のサイドの話を聞きたいよね。
Do you think they're gonna find this guy?
I hope so.
I think they're either not going to find him, or they're going to find him having committed suicide.
I really hope that he's still alive. Just because I'm curious what he has to say. だからね、そう、自殺とかしちゃってないといいなと思うんだけど、なんかすごい奇妙な事件だよね。この村八分っていうのはでも相当な、何、江戸時代からある慣習だから、今でもね、なんかどっかちっちゃい村とかに行くとあるみたいだけど、それが本当に村八分だったとしたら、かなりさ、かなりのストレスじゃん、毎日毎日いじめられてたとしたらね。だから I really want to hear his side of the story。 なんかあとこの事件でさ、あの津山事件ってあるじゃん、昔の、知ってる？
No, I've never heard of it.
なんか1930年代ぐらいに日本で起きた事件で、It's way crazier than this one.
Yeah.
なんかある若者が2時間で村のほぼ全員を殺しちゃったの。
How many people were in the village?
30人ぐらい。
Really?
いや、夜中にみんなが寝てる時に、なんかナタみたいので、2時間だよ。バーってだから走り回って、 殺し殺し殺して走って次の家行って殺し殺し殺してみたいな。だから2時間で村全滅、うん、で he committed suicide in the end。 なんかそれをちょっとね思い出した。
That's really these kind of stories are pretty creepy.
Yeah, it is. It is creepy.
It's what ends up in horror movies.
Yeah. でもアメリカでは村八分ってないのかな。そういうなんかなんていうの。
Oh, they definitely have stuff like that in the States.
It's like Dogville.
But it's all like rednecks and like there's always a little, you know, they sprinkle a little incest in there and you know, all that creepy stuff.
マミの中では逆のイメージだった。Like Texas Chainsaw Massacre or Jason, it's like there's a really weird guy and everybody's protecting him, 逆に。みたいな、なんか House of Wax とか。
Yeah.
逆のそういうイメージはあったけど、勝手な。
Yeah.
映画の知識だけど。
Well, I'm sure there's both. But there's definitely some creepy, culty villages out there where everyone gets really into some particular religion and
yeah.
they start doing weird rituals
yeah.
and where they start being cannibalistic or it gets wild.
ね、なんかあの政府とかおまわりさんとかから離れすぎてさ、もうなんで自分たちのルールみたいになっちゃってるじゃん。
Well, even after the police were there, he kept doing it, so it's like...
ね、しかも14人って超少ないじゃん。
Yeah.
そこでさ、なんかそういう人間模様みたいな、絶対 it's so complicated, right? なんか誰々が悪口言ったとかさ、なんちゃらかんちゃら。
It's like high school, but with old people.
Yeah.
And more murder.
そうだね。本当だよね。絶対やだ。でもちっちゃい集落に住んでる人、これ聞いてる人いるかわかんないけど、いたらちょっとどんな感じか教えてほしいな。
This just makes me think of like, Ju-on.
Why?
Because of the like family murders and then
right.
you know those weird stories they have where some curse develops and it like spreads.
Okay.
And that's they kind of they embody this in like that girl and she goes around like carrying out this curse. Like if someone does something bad,
right.
like then this guy will have like that.
Right.
I don't know.I don't really know the story that well. It's a long time ago, but
yeah. ね、なんかこの行方不明の男性早く見つかるといいなと思う。
But imagine going to this village. It's got to be so creepy now.
なんかね、あの Google イメージみたいな、Google マップか。Google Earth のやつ、
yeah.
ニュースでやってたんだけど、
yeah.
もうね山だよ本当、山しかなくて、でポツンポツンポツンって家があって、で住民がね避難してる場所があるの、その村の中に。だけどそれがど真ん中にあって、なんていうの、もうそこがアタックされたら住民全員全滅じゃんみたいな。だから逆に危ないみたいな。わかる？避難の意味ないじゃん。
Yeah.
それこそ本当なんかよくあるホラー映画みたいな感じ。
Yeah.
全員集まっちゃったらさみたいな。逆に危なくない？
So interesting.
ね、しかも犯人今みんなこの人このミッシングの人ってスペキュレートしてるだけでさ、実際の犯人が誰かわかんないわけだからさ。
You know, I feel like small villages like that, I mean, it's not all bad though. Like, there's
no,
definitely
no, no.
a lot of positives to having a smaller community like that.
I'm sure. なんか、特に子育てとかね、する場合とかはさ、こうみんなで助け合ってとかいいんだろうけど、まあこういうおじいちゃんおばあちゃんだけのところで、こう人間関係がうまくいかなかったりすると、まあ、なかなか難しいんだろうなと思う。
We're so afraid of people that we don't know, too.Like,
I guess.
So, like, the difference between a village like that and, I mean, I'm kind of in that kind of a situation, no? Just, like, in my apartment building. If you just think about your apartment building, it's you and, like, what, 30, 40 other people, and you all live in the same building, you
right.
all live inside the same gate, but you don't really communicate to each other or...Maybe you kind of do, like, oh, that guy's always making so much noise, or
yeah.
this guy's, like, always playing, you know, loud music and has parties, and I don't know.
Right.
Like,
but do you want to start communication with those people, or do you want to keep it this way? 今のまま。
See, that's the thing. It's like, scary. It's scary. Like, neighbors are scary for some reason.
マミは怖いっていうよりも、なんかちょっとめんどくさい。なんだろう。 何も知らなければ。
You don't know who's living next to you. Like, you don't know, like, the person living right next to you.
I do, though. Do,
but you don't know what kind of, like, you've met them maybe a couple times, right? But you don't know what kind of person they are. You don't know if they're a serial killer. You don't know if they're crazy. You don't know if they're, like, if they have, like, 100 birds in their apartment and they just kind of sit around, like...
どっちが怖いんだろうね。でもよく知ってる方が本当は怖くないんだろうけど。
Like, of course, everyone in the hallway is going to be, like...You know, konnichiwa, like really nice and like friendly. But as soon as they go into their own place, you have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah, that's true. Right? That's true, yeah. 怖いよね。あのだってさ、隣に住んで、隣の隣かに住んでた女の子殺してトイレに流した人いたじゃん。
Where?
日本で、日本で。
Really?
そう、みんな覚えてると思うよ。多分あの、超インタビューとか答えてたさ、犯人がいてさ、あの女の子がいなくなっちゃって、だけど防犯カメラを見るとビルを出てった形跡がないから、どこに消えちゃったんだろうと思ったら、隣の隣に住んでた男が自分の部屋に連れてきて殺してトイレに流しちゃったの。怖いよね。それもなんかその犯人はなんかドアを開けてこう帰ってくる音を聞いてて、で女の子が帰ってきてブーツ脱いでる瞬間にドアをガッて開けて、
And this is in Tokyo.
This, I think it was in Tokyo, somewhere in Tokyo. でそいつがもうずっとメディアの取材とか答えてんの普通に、それであなんか怖いですよねとか言って普通にしてんの。It was so creepy.
See, that's why it's scary. Like, if you really get to know your neighbors, like, you have the opportunity to offend them, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, if you really offend one of your neighbors, like, you don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, that's
true. And in a village of 14 people, you'd never think that one of them would be a murderer.
Right, right.
But when you're living in Tokyo, you, like, just within one square kilometer, there's definitely, like, a lot of criminals. There's definitely...people that are, you know, into child porn and like、
right.
people that have killed people, people that have like 絶対で
Yeah.
Because there's so many people.
Yeah.
So right now, the two of us are closer, like we're plenty close to a lot of weird, like crazy fucked up people.
怖いよ、right、You're scaring me.
So that's why, like when I come home, I'm just like, I just look, you know,straight ahead, like I'm not trying to like I don't want to offend anyone、
yeah.
around here. I don't know who I'm dealing with. There's a lot of weirdos.
まあね。まあどこに行っても変な人はいっぱいいるんだろうけどね。
Yeah, but you can't do that in a village of 14 people. You're forced to interact、ね、with them. You know, and that's why they had the power to do that. 何?
村八分。
Yeah.
Yeah.
村八分 to him.
But I mean, they do 村八分For, なんだろう別に reasonable な理由じゃないことの方が多いんだよ。でもなんかあ yeah, この人は criminal records あるから村八分しようっていうよりも、あの人はなんか何回覧板がなんちゃらとか、あの村のお祭りの後の掃除をしなかったからもう全員で無視しようぜとか、yeah. そういう it's really childish.
He took all the mochi at the 祭り。
そうそうそう。
I hate people who take all the mochi.
そんな理由だよ。それでさ、yeah. もう超生きづらいよね。なんか想像もできない。そんないじめ方は。
It's creepy stuff.
Yeah.
People are scary.
Humans are scary. That's what I always thought. Like, people are scary and people are bad. But then, なんか今 iTunes とか Twitter ですごいポジティブなコメントもらってるから、なんか今までずっと人間に対してすごいスケプティカルな、なんか、ah, humans って思ったけど、ちょっと最近ね、なんかそれが緩和されてきた。ああ、みんな優しいんだ、みたいな。
There's a lot of good people too.
Yeah, there are two sides, ね。Of humans.
次。
はい。
So, in Norway, they're constructing an artificial sun. And the way they're doing this is they're, erecting these huge mirrors on a mountainside.And you might not know this, but Norway, this particular town called Rjukan, is dark 5 months out of the year. So almost half of the year, it's dark. There's no sunlight. And they're spending 83.5 million yen for this. So these mirrors are, there's three mirrors that they're doing so far, and they're 100 square meters of surface area. And they're heliostatic, which means that they have a sensor which tracks the sun. And so they're always at the perfect angle. So these mirrors are going to be shining or reflecting the sunlight into the city center of this Ryukan city. It's kind of an interesting idea.
Yeah. So, ノルウェーのニュースなんですけど、ノルウェーのリューカンっていうところで、8300万円かけて人工の太陽光をが都市に当たるように設置しました。でこれは、100平方メートルの鏡を3つつけて、まあ、それにセンサーがついてて常に太陽光を都市の中心部に集めるようなアングルに向いているということです。でノルウェー、まあ、北欧はこう白夜って言われているぐらいなんだけど、逆に冬はもう5ヶ月間もう真っ暗で全く太陽光が入らない。だからそれをどうにかしようということで始まったプロジェクトです。だから逆に夏はさ、もうずっと明るいんだよね、24時間。だからその、
really?
いや、だからそのギャップが激しすぎてさ、だから何、北、北欧とか行くと結構自殺とか鬱の、何、あの、例とか高い。Mm. あの、あまりにも真っ暗だから。
Yeah, it can't be good for you.
No.
But people up there have kind of evolved to live that way.
でもみんなやっぱりね文句言ってるよ。そこで生まれ育った人でももう冬は本当に depressing で、もう本当に死にたくなる。
A lot of that dark metal like punky rock style
right,
comes like out
goth.
Of like Norway. Yeah, those guys are like
yeah, yeah.
super hardcore with that.
Yeah. でもそうなるよね。毎日真っ暗なんだよ。もう嫌になるよ。
Yeah.
だってなんかさ、ノルウェーとかスウェーデンとかアイスランドとかの友達とか、もう冬は絶対来ない方がいいよって自分で言ってるもん。もううちの国嫌いになるからやめて、来ないで冬は。
Well, I think this particular town, Ryukan, is worse、
right.
than most places because、mm-hmm. the mountains actually block、
mm-hmm.
the sunlight. So the actual town itself, like if you leave the town,You might get sunlight, but in the town itself, it's in the shade because of the mountain.
どれぐらいの大きさの街なんだろうね。もうなんかみんなが引っ越しちゃった方が早いんじゃないかと思っちゃう。
It's not like a super big town, but it's,
okay.
you know, they have enough money to, you know,
install this thing.
Spend 83 million yen on these mirrors, which they actually installed with helicopters up there. And, you know, to have these...big crazy heliostatic mirrors up there, it's not cheap.
そうだね。
But they think that the benefits of just having sun in the city center is pretty significant.
ね、これ今マミが龍関に住んでる人だったらマジ飛び上がって喜んでるよ多分。もうだって冬のエクスペリエンスが多分もう180度違うじゃん。
What's kind of weird though is that the sun, not the sun, but the light will always be coming from the same place.
そういうことか。
Because the mirrors never leave. They're always in the same place. They're just turning.
まあでもさ。
Because normally the sun moves across the sky, so the shadows all shift and everything. But with their situation, this mirror, this fake sun, is always going to be in the same spot. So the shadows are always going to look the same.
Right.
You know, so it's not really like the same.
まあね、でも。
But it's got to be better than nothing.
Yeah, 絶対そうでしょ。絶対ないよりいいでしょ。だって5ヶ月間真っ暗なんだよ。超嫌だよ。よかったね。なんか、てかもうちょっと早くできなかったのかな。よかったね。なんかもっと他のさ、北欧の村でも絶対こういうとこあるから、もっとこれが広がるといいよね。
I wonder if they could do this from space.
Yeah, I mean, that would be really cool.
I guess that's a really expensive idea.
True.
I don't think some small town can afford that.
Well, I'm really happy for those people in Ryukan. よかったね。
Detroit has declared bankruptcy. And if you don't know the history of Detroit, Detroit was pretty much the center of the automotive industry in the United States. It was...a big bustling manufacturing city, and currently about a third of the buildings are abandoned, 40% of the population lives in poverty, 40% of the streetlights don't work, the infrastructure is absolutely in tatters, the population has fallen from 2 million people to 700,000 people since the 1950s. It's It's a mess.
やばすぎだよね。アメリカのデトロイトが破産申請をしました。で、かつてデトロイトというと、まあ、自動車産業でかなり栄えてたところなんだけど、今はもう、人口の 40% が貧困層で、街の街灯も 40% が動いてないし、3分の1以上の建物がもう廃墟になっていて、1950年代から見ると人口も200万人から70万人にもう減少しているということです。
What a mess.
Yeah. すごいよね。大きい都市なのに。
So they have an interesting plan to turn this whole thing around.
Right.
And they've got it planned out for the next 50 years.And basically, it's urban agriculture projects, blue infrastructure, and that means like irrigation and a bunch of things to improve the energy efficiency, and just a lot of urban farming and planting trees and all that kind of stuff.
これがうまくいったらさ、もうアメリカの中でも一番進んでる都市になるんじゃないの?
Yeah, they're literally trying to turn Detroit into one of the...most advanced cities、
ね、
in the United States.
逆にね、一番ビリから一番トップになれる可能性あるよね。
Well, they have so much space. They have so much space and so many roads that aren't really being used.
Right.
And just...
でもこれ全部やるのは普通に税金ってことでしょ?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, where else?
I don't know.
Yeah, so... I don't know. It's weird that Detroit is in this state of bankruptcy.And whenever I go back to the States, I notice that there is a decline in a lot of the places that I go. Like, everywhere gets worse.
Really?
Yeah.
Like where?
Just, you wouldn't believe the state of the infrastructure in the United States. Like, they just had a bridge collapse, like, earlier this year, right?
Right.
And I was in Boston, and I was shocked at how poor the infrastructure is in Boston. In Boston, they're using this...
電車とかやばいよね。
Yeah, the trains in Boston are like...
超古い。
I think they're Japanese. They're like trains made in Japan from like... I don't know, like the 70s. And they're like... They're still using those trains.
やばいよね。
It's called the T.
確かに、電車とかはやばいわ。
Yeah, and it's just... I don't know. The level of the technology in the States is just appalling. Like everywhere you go, it's just really like it works like this. Like, how old is this? How, like, I was walking across one of the bridges in Boston, and there's just a huge, like, rusty hole in the middle of the bridge.
危な。
There's just a hole in the bridge.Like, I was just walking, and I almost, like, just stepped into this rusty hole.
なんで直さないんだろうね、そういうの。
I don't know. I guess they just don't have money.
でも確かに日本はさ、こう行政がちゃんとしてないっていろいろ文句言われてるけど、そういうインフラに関してはさ、こう道路直したりとかもさ、パッとやるしさ、電車とかもそんなすごい古、めっちゃ古い危ないのをさ、ガタンガタンずっと使ったりとかしないじゃん。とか駅とかも全然ボロボロじゃないし、アスファルトが剥がれてるとかもめったにないし。
Oh, there's just huge potholes in the States. It's just the roads are in terrible condition. It's sad.
Right,
it's sad that the United States is spending so much money on certain things.
Yeah.
And spending so little money on things that I think are pretty important.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're spending way too much money on one particular thing.
What's that?
Obviously military, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, the military spending in the U.S. is insane.
Right?だからそっちやる前にさ、もう橋に開いてる穴を直しなさいよって話じゃん。
The U.S. spends so much money on jets and drones and missiles and bombs and all this crazy technology.
そんな前にさ。
Meanwhile, education is just a disaster in the U.S.
あと給食ね。
Infrastructure is a disaster.
本当だよ。
I don't know. What is going on over there?
ちょっとプライオリティ間違ってるね。
Yeah, it's really strange.
Yeah, it is really strange.
40% in poverty.
ね、ほとんど半分の人だよ。ほとんど半分。なみ、デトロイトっていうと8 mile のイメージしかないんだけど、行ったことないから。 あの映画見るだけでも結構
But it's not just Detroit. I mean, there's places in California that are like that. Like near Hollywood. And in Texas. Oh, it's ridiculous.
You mean with poverty?
Oh, poverty, just homeless people, crime rates are just insane. I mean, it's just, it's such a disaster.
あれ、なんかデトロイトの警察の話してなかったっけ、さっき。
Oh yeah, they don't have, you know, they can't afford to pay their law enforcement.
もう警察いないってこと?
I don't think they have no police department, but...
あんま機能してないってこと?
Yeah, it's not functioning.
やばいよ。
You know, very well.
すごい、あの、何、犯罪率とかやばいだろうね、もう。
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's like a vicious cycle.
Even in nice places, like Seattle, the crime rate is ridiculous.
Is it because of poverty?
Well, it's just because the government is spending all of its money on the wrong shit.
Right.
That's all it is. And it doesn't seem to be changing anytime soon.
まあ、そうだよね。エデュケーションとかそういうところからお金を投入していかないと。
Just look at how much money they spend on war. Just with the conflicts in the Middle East, they've spent... There's estimates saying that they've spent over $5 trillion.
だってさ、前にポッドキャストで紹介したさ、あの空母にさ、何、無人のあれあったじゃん。空母に着陸できる。
The drone?
Yeah, unmanned drone. あれだって相当長くだったよね。いくらか忘れてたけど
It's nuts
ね。
They're building Terminators and robot dogs and robot cheetahs and
yeah. Get your priorities straight, America.
New jets all the time.
まあだからこのデトロイトのこの新しいプランはいいよね。
Yeah, if it works, ね、we'll see.
At least they're not like 放置してるじゃん。
Yeah.
At least they're working on it. That's good.
Yeah, even to completely redo Detroit would not cost even the tiniest fraction of the military.
確かに。
Like, not even close.
確かに。確かに。
Like, 1 year of the military budget, just 1 year, like this year alone, is way more money than all of the money it took for NASA, for the entire history of NASA put together, all of the years,
Jesus
including Christ. Going to the moon, including the space race, including all of that, fits easily within 1 year of the military expenditure budget. It's insane.
Oh my god, なんかさ、うちらみたいな普通の人でもおかしいってわかることをさ、なんで government はいつもわかんないだろうね。
Well,
どういうこと?
It's actually that they know exactly what they're doing.
Well, I mean, like...Well, my point is like, 確かに、まあ、分かってて自分のベネフィのためにやってるのは分かるんだけどさ、なんていうの、騙しきれてないじゃん、みんなを。もうバレてるじゃん。だったらさ、
yeah.
do something about it.
Well,、
right?
it's not, the problem is that the US is not a democracy. It's not.
Right.
It's not a democracy. We don't get to decide on any of the issues at all.、Instead, we just pick one of two administrations, which...are essentially identical.
Right.
Right? So nobody has any power. At all. It's a joke.
Right.
It's a total joke. Anyways. On to the internet.
Woohoo.
So recently, Akamai Technologies has released their report on the state of the internet, and it turns out that Hong Kong has the fastest internet in the world.
世界一早いインターネットを持つ国のランキングが発表されて、1位は香港です。
And then Japan is number 2, Romania is number 3, South Korea is number 4, Latvia is number 5.
アジアすごいね。 Asian power.
Yeah, we've got some fast internet in Asia.
So, 日本が2位で、ルーマニア、韓国、ラトビア。この、何? Romania and Latvia are both, is it 東欧? Eastern Europe, right?
Don't make me answer this. I don't know.
なんか、ちょっと意外、まあ失礼だけど、ちょっと意外だった。もっとアメリカとか、
yeah.
あの、ヨーロッパって言ってももっと何?ドイツとかさ。
Yeah, well, Europe's up there. Europe's up there. Switzerland, Bulgaria, the Netherlands, Belgium, they're all up there. They're all up in the top 10.
Hmm.
The United States did not make it into the top 10 for internet, despite the vast majority of big IT companies being from the United States.
Silicon Valley ある くせに.
Yeah, they're not even in the top 10.
So
the US, the average speed is 36.6 megabits per second. Japan is at 50 megabits per second, and Hong Kong is at 63.6.
Wasn't the average 18.4?
That's a global average. So that means you're including the average speed of internet in Papua New Guinea,
right?
And the speed of internet in like the Congo, and the speed of the internet. You know what I mean? Like,
このさ、36、アメリカの 36.6 と例えば香港の 63.6 って見ると半分ぐらいじゃん、倍ぐらいじゃん。
Yeah.
これって何、体感的には変わるのか。
What do you mean?
Like, can you actually feel like how? Can you like describe how big of a difference it is?
It depends what you're doing.
例えばなんかほら YouTube 見ようとしてる時とか。
Well, the thing about YouTube is if it loads in time, then it loads in time, and I think it's probably okay with 36.6. Like you won't notice a big difference.
Okay.
But if you're trying to actually download stuff, a file, it's going to take longer with a slower connection.
Okay.
But Japan's doing very well.
ね、2位だよ。
Number 2.
Yay! 頑張ったね。
But Hong Kong at number 1, and their year-on-year change is 29%, which basically means their internet's getting 29% faster every year.
すごいね。
Which is pretty nuts.
めっちゃ頑張ってんじゃん。
Yeah. Yeah.
まあでもその中でそこにつけて日本が2位っていうのはすごいよね。
Well, China's got to get internet to that building too. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. あれ、China 何? China は何位だったの?
Mainland China?
Yeah.
It's not on the list. I doubt it's... I doubt it's up there.
そっか。やっぱファイナンシャルセンターがあるところから
Yeah.
っていうことだもんね。
Yeah, so I'm sure the internet speeds... in parts of the U.S. are much higher than Japan or even Tokyo.
まあこれ平均ってことだもんね。
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah. So there's a lot of parts of the United States. I mean, the U.S. is huge.
Yeah, 確かに。
So the internet's like super slow if you're in Missouri or Alabama or wherever.
そうだね、確かに。まあそうだね、それがニューヨークとかの数値と合わさって下がっちゃってるってことだもんね。
What's also interesting is that Google is setting up free Wi-Fi in San Francisco.
Okay.
In a bunch of their parks. 31 parks in San Francisco are going to have free Wi-Fi.
That's awesome.
And Google is paying for it. Google is paying $600,000 to do this.
$600,000. That's a lot of money.
For free.
すごいね。
They're not getting anything out of this. Well, other than people think Google's cool.
前さ、ホリエモンがそういうのやろうとしてたよね。
Did he?
いや、逮捕される前だけど、なんか電柱いっぱいあるじゃん、日本。
Yeah.
そこにその Wi-Fi スポットつけて、こう、みんなが無料で使えるようにするべき。まあ、とりあえずその、インターネットはインフラとして国民全員が無料で、使えるようにするべきっていうのを彼は提唱してたんだけど、まあ、結局実現はしなかったけど。
There's not very much Wi-Fi in Tokyo.
No, ないね。
They have it at Starbucks. And like a few... Cafes that if they serve American food, they're way more likely to have Wi-Fi.
そうね。
I've noticed that. Like if it's a burger place in like Harajuku or Shibuya or somewhere.
あとなんか変な登録しなきゃいけないの多いもんね。
Yeah, I'm not trying to do that.
とか、何、お金払わなきゃいけないやつとかさ。
Yeah, why does it cost money? Like, that's ridiculous. I'm eating here. I'm eating here. Just let me use it.
ね、確かにね。
I am paying to be here. Like, I have to pay again.
なんか、ドイツとかも結構カフェは全部 Wi-Fi ついてたし、もうすぐつながって。
For free?
ただ。
Yeah, it's like only Tokyo that's like this. I feel like, anyways.
ね。なんかもっとどうにかなんないもんかねさっさと。
They have wired cafe. I think they have Wi-Fi, don't they?
I don't know.
But it's、Maybe. Like really unstable.
ああ、OK。そう、結構さ、そう、あってもさ、すごい何、アンスティーブルだったりするじゃん。
I think Tokyo is like really catchy with that stuff.
ね。
Because everywhere in Tokyo, not everywhere, but a lot of places are like, oh, you can't plug your computer in, like,
そう、そう、それ、
怒られちゃう。
そう、それだけ言わせてほしい、本当に。あのさ、ヨーロッパとか行ったら、みんな、何、充電とかさ、
yeah.
お店でパソコンを、あのコンセントにつないでカフェとかでずっとやってるわけよ。でも日本ってさ、なんであんな充電に関してケチなの？もう 0. 何円とかじゃん、
yeah.
それをさ、お客さんに提供すればもっとさ、お客さん来るじゃん絶対。なんであんなケチなの？なんか海外では普通にみんなさ、空港とかでも別に何コンセント見つけたらすぐみんな挿してで充電するわけよ。
Yeah, you can't do that at Narita. You actuallyThey'll like try to arrest you. It's like illegal.
超アホだ。電気泥棒ってことでしょ？
Yeah, 電気泥棒。
もういいじゃん。ケチすぎる。もう、もうみんな普通にやってるよ、ヨーロッパ。
I mean, if I was driving 電気自動車 and I 勝手に like was charging my leaf at your building, I understand. But it's like my cell phone.
ね、
Relax.
本当だよ。 0.1 円もいかないぐらいだよ。
I'll pay the 0.1 円。
本当だよね。
I'll pay 1円。
そう、それなんでさ、日本はこんなケチなのか。あの、たまにスターバックスとか、こう、ツタヤとスタバが一緒になってるところだと、あの、いいですよみたいな感じでさ、いろんなところにコンセント、
really?
そうそうそう、机にコンセントつけてくれてて、uh.でそこでみんな勉強したりとかしてるんだけど、絶対その方がさ、なんか別に損してないじゃん、お店側は何も、うん、だからね、なんでそこだけケチなんだろうね。
The Wi-Fi thing's like worse though.
Yeah. ね、もうちょっと普及してほしいね。
I don't go to places that don't have Wi-Fi if I'm trying to work、
mm.
and I have my computer.
ね、しかも今 iPad とかさ、みんな持ってるわけじゃん。
Yeah.
だから余計さ、Wi-Fi、ま、あの 3G のやつ持ってる人は関係ないけど、Wi-Fi の人はさ、
Yeah,、ね、I have an iPad and it's only Wi-Fi,、
mm.
which means I can, if I have my iPad with me, it means I have to go to Starbucks.、
Mm.
But if other places had Wi-Fi too, I'd go there. I'm tired of going to Starbucks.
そうだよね。そうだよね。
But I don't have a choice because no one else is doing it.
ね、他の店もやればさ、その Wi-Fi でお客さん取ってるところからお客さんを持ってこれるのにね。
Yeah, if you're running a place in Tokyo that has Wi-Fi, let me know and I'll go. I'll go there.
Yeah, Michael's gonna be your customer、yeah. and he's gonna be there all day.
All day.
All day, all night.
I'll be、はい、eating stuff though.
そうだよ、いっぱい食べるからね。というわけで以上かな。
Yep, that's it.
引き続き Twitter、Facebook でコメント、とか質問とかある人は、お願いします。あとね、あの結構あの Facebook とか Twitter でプライベートのメッセージでね、あの質問してくれる人が多いんだけど、あのできればオープンのところで聞いてもらえるとみんなが回答を見れるので、
Yeah, we get the same questions sometimes.
そうそうそう。だからそっちの方がありがたいです。だからまあ、今も答えてるけど、なんかこの辺のなんかこの間のエピソードのここでなんて言ってるか分からなかったから教えてくださいとか、そういうのを全然受け付けてるので、mm-hmm. 今後ともお願いします。
iTunes too.
そう、iTunes のコメントとかレーティングも暇な時にでもぜひお願いします。
We know you're暇人。If you can listen to us talk for an hour, you must be Himajin.
That is so true. 本当だよ。というわけで、また、今日何曜日？今日木曜日か。だから来週かな。
Yep.
来週の初めぐらいかな。
Yep.
Facebook で結構写真とかアップしてるので、ぜひ見たことない人は見てみてください。Yeah.
And we can put sources too if anyone wants to know where we're getting our information. Like.Don't mind putting sources.
そうだね。はい。というわけで。
以上です。
また来週。Thank you. Bye.
Bye.